somebody's going to get healed.
Yes.
Somebody's going to get set free.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. There should be excitement in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Just one verse. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Verse 8. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, would you stand with me for the reading of God's Word? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. God, you're so awesome. You're so good, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your Word. We thank you, Lord God. God, for your Spirit that's here, Lord God. And God, we just ask that you would just open our hearts and open our minds, Lord God. God, we want to draw close to you, Father. God, we want to be so close, Lord God. God, if we can feel your breath on our face, Lord God. God, if we can just smell your fragrance, Lord God. God, so God, just help us to draw near to you, Father. God, we want to know Jesus like we've never known him before, Father. And God, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews is really about Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Jesus Christ, the same yesterday,
today,
and forever. Hallelujah. That's a long time. The title of the message is, Jesus Never Changes. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Colossians 1:15, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The Phillips translation puts it this way. Now, Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God. He existed before creation began, for it was through him that everything was made, whether spiritual or material, seen or unseen. Through him and for him also were created power and dominion, ownership and authority. In fact, every single thing was created through and for him. He is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. And now he is the head of the body, which is composed of all Christian people. Life from nothing began through him, and life from the dead began through him. And he is therefore justly called the Lord of all. It was in him that the full nature of God chose to live, and through him God planned to reconcile in his own person, as it were, everything on earth and everything in heaven by virtue of the sacrifice of the cross. Glory to God! Hallelujah. You know, in the beginning, God created everything perfect. No flaws. He created man perfect in God's own image, God's likeness. Amen. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man, or mankind, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a good God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Amen. Glory to God. Have you ever thought of all of creation? The whole, everything. How unique it is. How all the pieces It's just amazing how all the pieces just fit together. It wasn't a Big Bang Theory that done that. Come on. It wasn't a tadpole in a swamp that just automatically come into all this stuff. Glory to God. It was God Almighty. Hallelujah. He created every one of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Adam and Eve, which we see as a representation of mankind, right? Allowed Satan. Right? Allowed Satan to deceive them into doubting what God said. That was it. He deceived them into doubting life. Because God speaks life. Right? God said, if you do this, you'll live. If you don't do that, you die. And so Satan slithered and slimed his way in, into the garden, right? Like the snake he is, the serpent. Hallelujah. And he came in, and I don't believe it was a one-time deal. I believe it was little by little came this enticement. And he came to Eve. The Bible says that the woman's a weaker vessel, right? He came to Eve. And, well, you know, every day isn't a great day, right? There are some days that we're just not feeling our best. Come on. You know, on our good days, we can see the devil coming. And we'd be ready to clobber him, right? But there are times when we're not at our best for whatever reason. There's lots of reasons. And so we're vulnerable. And I believe it was one of those times when Eve was vulnerable that Satan came. And did God really say that? Has he ever said that to you? Have you ever doubted God's word? Maybe not consciously, but if you didn't really believe it, that it's real, that it's true, what's that? That's doubt. And so here comes old Satan, and he came in and he deceived Eve and Adam into believing a lie. That's what he's good at. He's the father of lies. Hallelujah. He originated them. Glory to God. He's the deceiver. And so, because of disobedience, they disobeyed God. Rebellion, rebelled against God's word, right? In other words, sin. Sin came in. Everything in the garden, as they knew it in the garden, was forfeited. God said, if you do this, in that day you die. And sure enough, everything began to deteriorate, to die. So everything was forfeited or lost. There was life. Right? Hey, God created Adam and Eve to live forever. Never to die. Health, peace, harmony, provision, protection, and dominion. It would never be the same. And since then, Satan and all his demons have had a heyday with God's creation. But listen to this. I just love the way God puts things. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In other words, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. God gets the last word. I am come, Jesus said, hello, I am come that they might have life and have that they might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. See, yeah, here's this is true. You know, all this stuff, all this whatever's going on in the world, that's true. And Jesus says, but. Jesus says, I, you know, that's what Satan does. The thief comes, but I have come that they might have life. So, who all's in they? You got your Bible? Can you put your name in there? Right? Isn't that what Jesus said? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So if he said it back then, 2,000 years ago or whatever, it's the same today. It applies to us today. And in particular, when we get into the Word of God and let the Word of God speak to us, it is speaking to us individually. It's like God's saying, I'm saying this to you, and you, and you. Hallelujah. That's encouraging, I think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:1. Back about 700 years before Jesus came to the earth, here's this prophet Isaiah, and I'm sure he had no idea what he was prophesying about. It was just the Spirit speaking through him, right? He was just the vessel. And here's what the prophecy was. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Who do you think was speaking? Who was speaking?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit was speaking, but in what person? Jesus. It was like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Glory to God. 700 years before. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't change. Hallelujah. Don't matter when I spoke it. Hallelujah. It's good. It just continues. Glory to God. He said, I'm anointed to do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. When's the acceptable year of the Lord? Right now. If it was 1,000 years ago, it's right now. If it's 10 years down the road, right now. The acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's when will you accept what God says? Glory to God. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Glory to God. Luke 2:7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. The Savior. How many are thankful for a Savior. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's my Savior. He's your Savior. He's the Savior of the whole world. It's available for everybody in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that Jesus is born in a stable. And so for the next 30 years, he was just a person. Just a kid growing up. Well, there was times when he, you know, when they found him in the temple, when he was just a lad. But for about 30 years, he was just growing in stature and wisdom, just obedient to his father, and, you know, just waiting for the fullness of time. Hallelujah. Was he tempted with sin? Absolutely. The Bible says he was. He was tempted just like you and I. He was a little stronger. Glory to God. Luke puts it this way. At about 30 years old, he both began to do and to teach. Acts 1. He started to do and he started to teach. So for about 3 years, three and a half years of his earthly ministry, he demonstrated the sovereignty of God. Over Satan, over sin, over death, over sickness, over disease. He demonstrated God. Over all the works of the devil. And that takes in a lot of stuff, don't it?
Yep.
Glory to God. And that was a preview, for lack of a better word, that was a preview of what it was to be like after the victory of the cross. Right? Same thing. We're supposed to just continue. Right? Because Jesus Christ is the same
yesterday,
today, forever. So everything that Jesus done, when he taught, when he healed the sick, when he cast out devils, when he ministered to the people, it was just to continue. While Jesus was alive, right? Well, guess what?
He's alive.
He's still alive. Glory to God. The devil thought he had him. He just knew what if he could just kill Jesus.
He couldn't. He lost.
But he couldn't keep him down. Couldn't keep a good man down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So everything was fulfilled. The cross. John 1:29. Here's John the Baptist. And he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." He was the sacrificial lamb. He was what the sacrifices was all pointing to. Back thousands of years, they all pointed to Jesus Christ. He would be that sacrificial lamb that would die, suffer, and die for our sins. Hallelujah. And not only did he die for them, but I like this. It takes away. Takes away the sin. Glory to God. So by the finished work on the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. Provision was made for forgiveness of sin, glory to God, and for freedom from all the consequences of sin. How many know sin has consequences? Glory to God. You know, the devil will entice us, he'll tempt us into sin, and it may look pretty good at first. You know, if it looked bad, who'd do it? But if some way the enemy can look sin, make sin look pretty glamorous, pretty attractive, you know, and we just fall for that, you know, it'll take us further than we're willing to go, keep us longer than we're willing to stay, and cost us more than we're willing to pay every time. Sin, all the consequences. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the cross. Hallelujah. That takes away that sin. Glory to God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. When he looks at the world today, you know the gloom and doomers? Oh, there's no hopes. And they're gone too far this time. That's it. It's no return. But the Bible tells me and tells you in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved
the world.
God never stops loving. Glory to God. God is love. God loved us so much. He loved me so much. I don't know about you guys. He loved me so much. You know, he was always there. Now, I didn't understand this. I couldn't see in the spirit realm, you know, but I'm sure he was there. How long? You know, I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I'm sure it was, how long? Come on. Come on. Come on back. Haven't you suffered enough yet? Come on back. For God so loved the whole world that he sent his Son, the only begotten Son. Hallelujah. For you and for me. Glory to God. That whosoever, how many is a whosoever? That whosoever, we can put our name in there, believeth on him. It's not just a, I believe. You know, this, believeth is an action thing. You take action. God's calling you to do something. Faith without works is dead. Glory to God. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish. I may know before Christ we was perishing. We was on that slippery slope, heading for hell. Only one way, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But might have everlasting life. I think that's pretty good. Everlasting life. When's everlasting life start? When's eternal life start? In the instant of an eye, in a flash of an eye, whatever you want to call it, when we accept Jesus Christ, we are in eternal life. We're passed from death to life, just like that. Sometimes we feel it. Sometimes it's awesome. I mean, it's just beyond words. And sometimes you don't feel it. Does that mean it didn't happen? According to the Word of God, it happened, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self, Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree that we, me and you, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. That sounds pretty good to me. I like that. Thank you, Lord. You know, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin, or the penalty of sin, is death. Now here's God. He's got the final word. But the gift of God, you know, it's, here's God. He's always there. Always offering. Always offering his gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Only one way. Only one way for eternal life. It's a free gift. You can't work harder. You can't do anything. It's only by grace. Only by God's grace are you going to receive from God. Glory to God. And so God offers it. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman comes to the Father but by me. Nothing we can do to earn salvation. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, when he, in John 10:10, he sort of expounded on life, and he called it abundant life. How many like abundant life? How many know what abundant life is? I don't think we understand abundant life. I mean, we are so used to living according to the world standard. You know, in any day of the week, you can talk to somebody and how are you doing? And I'm doing pretty good. And you know, they're probably not. They got problems. They got stuff. But according to the, you know, well, I'm doing better than that guy. Or I'm doing better than that one. And so, according to that standard, it's pretty good. But according to God's standard, according to abundant life, I mean, I see abundant life as not a thing wrong with my body. Operating totally 100%, or 110. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, no problem with any distractions in the mind. Not moved by what we hear or see. We're just walking by faith. Glory to God. Just trust in God. No matter how things look, no matter how things are going, we just believe what God said. That's it. He said it. That's it. Finished. End of the story. I think that's abundant life. So how many want to do that? How many want to just walk that way? Amen. You know, we say we walk by faith and not by sight, but boy. That's fine until we see something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's a lot in there. Hallelujah. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, sincerely, totally, sold out, Savior, we want Him to be our Savior and our Lord. The enemy always wants to bring the shame of the past. But God says we're not to be ashamed. It's already taken care of. Glory to God. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only one name, and that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A lot of things He wants to save us from. A lot of things. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Or another translation puts it this way: surely He has borne our sickness and suffered our pain. Verse 5, for He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. How many believe that? How many believe it when the heat's on? It's easy. Wait, when everything's going good, when the bills are all paid, when mama's happy and there's money in the bank, hallelujah, it's easy to believe, right?
Right.
Glory to God. But when things go south, then what do you really believe? Hallelujah. But He took it all at the cross so that we wouldn't have to have it. Glory to God. You know, in God speaking through the prophet Isaiah at that time, He spoke it in past tense. He didn't say He will or He did. He said He hath borne. He hath done those things. It's a done deal. Our time and God's time is different. You know, we go by the clock. Clock don't mean anything to God. Time is nothing to God. Hallelujah. In Psalms 103, here's what the psalmist wrote. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
God always within me, bless His holy name.
And forget not all His benefits. How many like benefits? It's like, okay, soul. How many have a soul? We all have a soul. Okay. And we're speaking to the soul. And we're saying, soul, bless God. Do we bless God in the good times? Yeah, it's easy then. How about when things aren't so good?
Still bless Him.
Yeah, we're going to bless the Lord, yes. And forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth how many iniquities? All thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. How many want their youth renewed like the eagle? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Want to go back to being a kid? Is that what it says? So that your youth is renewed? It, you know, it's not like, Well, just try to make it through. Just do the best you can with what you have to work with. Glory to God. There's renewal in what Christ done. Hallelujah. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. How far is that? That's gone. Glory to God. Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more." Isaiah 43:25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. When we come to... Have you ever gone in the Bible and you're looking, you know something and you're looking for God to really confirm it to you? You know, we need to know why we believe things, right?
Yep.
And so you get in there and you start to look, and here comes verse, 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 verse. It's just like God says, yeah, here's what I have for you. And so when we come to God, when we give our heart to Jesus, when we, you know, repent, when we ask forgiveness, it's like we got this big bag full of sin. Well, maybe whatever size bag you have. I have a... whatever. Maybe it's a freight train. Cars loaded with sin. Glory to God. And when we come, and it's like, God has two hands. And he says, come to me, now give me your sins. Right?
Right.
And so, according to his word, his scriptures, he says, just take that. And how many have watched these magicians, sleight of hand, whatever you want to call them, how they do things? Well, it's like God makes sin disappear. It's never to be seen. It's gone. And God says in his word, I'm not a man that I lie. What I say is true, right? And so he says, I'm never going to remember those sins.
No fishing, no trespassing.
I'm never going to remember those sins. It's under the blood of Jesus. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not 20 years down the road. Not 100 years. Not even before you, when you stand before me in heaven, am I going to remember. They're taken care of. And you say, well, preacher, why do you make such a big thing of that? In the parable of the sower, Jesus said, if you don't get this one, you won't understand any other parables. So until you understand that he who the Son sets free is free indeed, sin is gone. Those sins are gone, taken care of. How are you going to, if you can't believe him for that, how are you going to believe him for all the other promises? You have to get that down. You have to be sold out. That's it. The enemy will come to you and he'll say, really? You really believe that? That they're gone? Every one of them, even the real bad ones, they're gone. Even the little ones, they're, do you believe that? And you have to know what you believe. Hallelujah. James says that a double-minded man, that's when you don't believe, when you doubt, a double-minded man can expect to receive how much from the Lord?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So we have to be convinced, totally convinced, that God, according to your word, I'm saved. Just like as if I had never sinned. I'm justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Anybody excited about that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what if we do sin? Well, 1 John 1:7-9. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. You know, when we mess up, it's not like, you're done. God says, come on, let's take care of this. Glory to God. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us from all that garbage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when you're sincerely saved, never, ever, ever let the enemy get you into doubting the Word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, doubting God's Word in the Garden of Eden forfeited their destiny. God had a lot of good stuff for Adam and Eve. And they forfeited. Hallelujah. But, you know, if we doubt God's word, it'll shipwreck our destiny too. How many ever heard of Kevin Zadi? Well, Kevin Zadi, he was being operated on. And he had this out-of-body experience. And he's there looking, and he had died. And the doctors, they're just doing their thing. And so Kevin says, now here he is in the spirit, you know, floating around the room. And he went over and poked the doctor. He's dead. Didn't faze him. He went over to the nurse. Went to the anesthesiologist. Didn't pay any attention. And Jesus come and had this awesome experience with Jesus. And he said that since then, he's either gone to heaven or Jesus has come to just visit him, I think it's 17 times. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. But Kevin Zadi says that our destiny is a God package. It's a package in us that God has for us. The plans and purposes for our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's God's plan. And we don't want to forfeit it. We don't want to shipwreck it. Hallelujah. In Psalms 103, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. When people came to Jesus, He healed them all. Matthew 12:15, he healed them all. Matthew 8:16, he healed them all. Luke 4:40, healed them all. Luke 6:19, healed them all. All that came, he healed. In Hebrews, Jesus said that he came to do the will of God. So everything that Jesus done, it was the will of God. When he forgave sin, it was the will of God. When he healed the people, it was the will of God. When he cast out devils, it was the will of God. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. You know, the devil just loves to go out there and oppress people. Just put the pressure on. Tighten the screws a little bit more. Max Lucado talked about anxiety. Here's what he said. Anxiety disorders in the United States are the number one mental health problem among women and are second only to alcohol and drug abuse among men. Some say the United States is now the most anxious nation in the world. The land of the stars and stripes has become the country of stress and strife. This is a costly achievement. Stress-related ailments cost the nation $300 billion every year in medical bills and lost productivity. While our usage of sedative drugs keeps skyrocketing, between 1997 and 2004, Americans more than doubled their spending on anti-anxiety medications like Xanax and Valium, from $900 million to $2.1 billion. The Journal of American Medical Association cited a study that indicates an exponential increase in depression. People of each generation in the 20th century were three times more likely to experience depression than people of the preceding generation. Second Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times will come. And so we have all these drugs. And now if we just had one more to add to it, that would be it. So now we have people that want to legalize pot. This is the magic one. If we just had this one. And they want to add that to the ever-growing list of stuff that promises some relief but only brings more bondage. Glory to God. What we need is more of Jesus. He's the answer. Glory to God. He'll take away anxiety. He'll take away stress. Hallelujah. He said, bring me your burden. Bring me your problems. Bring me your stress. Bring me your strife. Glory to God. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Acts 2:17, God once again has the last word. He said, in the last days perilous times will come, but. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those last days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Glory to God. God says, yeah, but in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit. There's going to be such a revival.
Outpouring.